Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and we're joined with my co-host, my cousin Linda. So it's Self-Care Sunday, and we will be talking. We attempted to talk much about anti-aging, one topic, and another topic, ageism. Today we're talking about secrets. And really, a lot that we share really aren't secrets. Some are secrets, but some aren't. Just everyday common knowledge of reversing the aging process. And that's what we're talking about today, reversing the aging process, anti-aging, slowing the process, again, being healthier and happier and also being more as youthful as we can be, regardless of our age. I remember as a little kid, I was focused on anti-aging, no joke. Little kid, I made sure I had my Avon skin system in order, like in third, fourth grade. So it's important for all ages. To prevent, because we don't have to reverse anything if we prevent a lot of things from happening. So I know my cousin Linda have a lot of advice to share with us regarding that topic. And tomorrow we will be continuing our conversation during Mindful Monday regarding nutrition labels and the MyPlate.gov website also. So be sure to tune in on tomorrow also, as we continue to talk about living healthier and happier lives and wealthier. We are definitely incorporating more topics and subject matters regarding building and keeping those of you that are good at handling money, building, rebuilding, and maintaining wealth management and just having great money habits. You know, spending, saving, and investing are very important, right? Right. So let's get the party started. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. It is my birthday week. So a big shout out to all the Leo babies and August babies, summer babies. Oh, we have a hot summer this year, don't we? Yes. Yes, yesterday you were saying it right on national news, 114 heat index here in Jackson, Mississippi. Today it was predicted to be 113. So it definitely feels like it. This is deadly weather. So wherever you are, if you're dealing with this heat advisory, be safe. If you're dealing with floods and fires, this worldwide, let's be careful and be safe and mindful of what's going on with our weather. So I just wanted to share that heat advisory. Let's take care of each other, all ages. Also, something that Cousin Linda talked about a couple weeks ago, something that I do. I know I drink a lot of water. So we have experienced more deaths in the news where people – water toxicity, is that what it's called? Drinking too much water. So let's be mindful to make sure we get our electrolytes and that we're not over drinking water. Wow. And I know I drink a lot of water, tap and bottled water. Yes, I do drink a tap water here in Jackson, tap and bottled water. I drink a lot of water. So I am definitely being mindful now of how much water I consume, how much water I ingest. So let's get the party started. I just wanted to share those warnings because they were on my mind and in my heart. Definitely sending out condolences to those who have passed away from the heat and those who we have lost because of water toxicity, drinking too much water. And definitely sending out prayers. But let's get the party started. I'm sure Cousin Linda have hot topics and things on her mind. Right before I came on air, though, I seen a lot of Republicans in Iowa at a barbecue. So I just wanted to mention that. I just seen that before the broadcast. So I thought it was interesting how the reporter was walking up to different people, even some candidates, and asking them random questions. I just thought that was interesting. Some of you might be there also. But let's get the party started and talk about skincare and being happier and healthier on this blessed day. But my birthday is on Sunday, again, as I was saying. So happy birthday to many have told me that they share the same birthday. A nurseret who Cousin Linda and I talk much about. His birthday is Wednesday on the 9th. Our cousin Rhonda's birthday was yesterday. Cousin Gary's birthday is Thursday. My First Lady of Cathedral AME Zion Church, her birthday is on the 8th. And so there are so many birthdays, so I just want to do a few shout-outs. Former President Barack Obama, I wished him a happy birthday early this morning when I seen former First Lady's Instagram post. So I quickly commented below her post, and I reshared it. So many of you that are friends with me on social media would see that it is former President Barack Obama's birthday, fellow Leo. So a big shout out and happy birthday to Mr. Swagger himself, former President Barack Obama. I know they're having, I think he celebrates his birthday the entire month too, not just today. Okay. So let me turn Cousin Linda's mic on, and let's talk. Hello, Cousin Linda. How are you?
Peace to King. Greetings, Cousin Bethany and listeners.
That's cool. And when you say that, I think of those artists with the berets and the striped turtlenecks on.
Well, think bell bottoms and hippies and flower children.
Right.
That's where I really know it from was the hippies.
Right. And it's weird that you mention that. You know, I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, but for some reason, I believe one of my former lives I was a hippie. I believe I was in that day.
Oh, okay. Groovy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But cousin, let me ask you something. You said your birthday is on the 11th, and then you said it was Sunday. So now, is your birthday Friday?
No, I said Friday on the 11th, and I don't recall saying anything about it being Sunday.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I could be mistaken. Because it sounds like you said it, my birthday is Sunday. I thought it was Friday. Okay, maybe I just heard.
No, I definitely said it was Friday. I've been knowing it's been Friday since last year.
Well, that's what I thought. But I just got it confused. Okay, so you wanted to talk about anti-aging and kind of like incorporate that with healthcare and stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, because how can we talk about anti-aging without talking about self-care? Yeah.
Okay, well, number one, in my opinion, seeing, and I'm actually looking at a website, too. I need to give them credit. And I hadn't thought
about
this.
And I'm sure you have many of your own secrets, too, because you definitely defy. Even my friends even say that you look like you are younger, like at 40, 30, in your 30s. I never call your age, and I never will, but... So many people think you are 30, 40 years younger than what you actually are.
Oh, that's their little sweetheart. But now in the word, Lena Horne, because for those who don't know who Lena Horne is, she was a jazz singer from back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and also an actress in Hollywood, black lady, beautiful, beautiful black lady. And Lena Horne was about 75 or 80, and we just couldn't understand why she didn't look a day over 40. And she said, it's in the genes.
Right.
So I think some of my not aging to look like I'm my actual age, I think I owe that to my parents. And then I did start trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle very early on. I even became a vegan, which I attribute to making me ill one time. So I started back eating regular food, but I don't like to just indulge in junk. And we talked about processed food all the time. And
right.
On skin, on my facial skin, during my puberty and early 20s, I had oily skin. And I was always trying to find something to alleviate the issue. And then all of a sudden, my skin, when I was about 25, my skin just dried up. And so I told you about the lady at McRae's who introduced me to Estee Lauder products. And I also read an article, probably in Vogue magazine, that said water is the best moisturizer because I used to use creams and oils to cleanse my skin when it got dry. Yeah, but then this article I read said water is the best moisturizer, and to prevent wrinkles, you want to use water. So I started using cream cleansers and rinse with water, and then moisturize with some kind of cream or whatever. And people, depending on your skin type, you can use olive oil or vitamin E. You don't have to buy these expensive products from retailers. You can get stuff off the grocery store shelf. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like African shea butters and what have you. So you can just do different things to cleanse and moisturize your skin. But I would put two things at the top of my list, and that would be if you smoke, stop smoking. And if you like to be out in the sun, I know it's just extremely hot now, but there are certain people who like to tan or people who just like to be out in the sun. The sun is very, very damaging. It will make your skin look like leather. You can get age spots prematurely. So if you're a sun lover, try to make sure you've got that SPF, 35, 50, whatever, real high SPF sunscreen.
Right.
And I would try to cover up as much as I could if I were going to be out in the sun. So those are my two top tips. Don't smoke and stay out of the sun. You can... eliminate certain foods from your diet, like processed foods and sugar and white flour. So I'm not going to say just eliminate it completely, but do try to eliminate certain foods that aren't good for you. Now, I like a glass of wine or can of beer from time to time. Don't overindulge in alcohol. Do get enough sleep, and that, I think, kind of depends. Once upon a time, we were told that you need 8 or 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep at night. But I think that kind of changes the older you get. We older people don't really need a whole lot of sleep. For one thing, you can't sleep. And I think it's from years of having to get up and go to work, and your body just wakes up at a certain time. But I like to take a little nap every now and then. If you feel yourself getting sleepy during the day, and if you have the opportunity, go ahead and take a nap and fill up on healthy, which I would say is eat an avocado a day. And let me mm-hmm. see what the other suggestion is. Doesn't say it. Just says fill up on healthy fat. And once, you know, Bethany, about, what, 20, 25 years ago, we were told that saturated fats were not good for us, and to eat margarine instead of eating butter, and eat sunflower oil and corn oil and all that. And then they changed it and said, well, eat coconut oil, or you can go back to eating butter. Once I started eating butter in the 70s, I never went back to margarine because I don't like the taste of it.
Right.
And when they were saying butter is bad for you, I'm like, well, it just has to be bad because I'm not going back to margarine. And thank goodness I didn't, because they finally said margarine is not healthy. Make sure you get plenty of exercise, which I need to take that advice because I've got a little bit sedentary. Once I start getting some substitute teaching assignments, I'm sure I'll be more active. But right now, it's just too hot to do anything. Bethany, manage your stress.
Right.
So you can't do anything about certain situations that's going on in your life. So try to find a solution for whatever the problem is. If you can, if you need to, I'll say, if you need professional help and if you can afford it, get it. And I'm sure there are some guidelines or self-help videos on YouTube that won't cost you anything. Stress is a killer.
Right.
You can get, you can have strokes and heart attacks and everything if you don't keep your stress under control.
Even that with telehealth. You can talk to someone via telehealth.
Mm-hmm. And it says foliate the right way. So I probably need to read this, because I'm sure I'm not doing it correctly. Exfoliating using beads or chemical peels is a go-to skincare strategy for sloughing off dead skin and revealing a smoother complexion underneath. But it's essential to ensure you're not aggravating your face. Too much exfoliation is counterproductive, said Dr. Soul, whoever that is, who recommended consulting your dermatologist about the best exfoliation method for your skin type. I don't think you have to go that far to consult a dermatologist on exfoliation, which is getting rid of dead skin cells. For your body, a good loofah will do the exfoliating. And on your face, you probably can get some of these soaps that have like little particles of pumice, whatever it's called, or oatmeal or something like that. And don't, you know, scrub. Just lather the soap on your fingertips and massage into your skin, and then rinse with lukewarm water and pat dry your skin. And you don't want to do any scrubbing on your face, but I think to exfoliate your body, I think you can scrub with a loofah. And I don't mean like scrub
right.
like you're scrubbing a floor or a bathtub or something. Let's see here. Scale back on salt. Now, I've been seeing where they're not really recommending scaling back on salt because, you know, salt is supposed to be really bad for your health, especially if you have hypertension. But you do need some salt in your diet, and I highly recommend iodized salt from everything that I've read. Drink plenty of water, Bethany. And I heard you say
yes.
that you drink a quantity of water. Now, are you
right.
sure it's okay?
So now I'm concerned, and I have to be mindful now not to drink too much or, you know, make sure. Mm-hmm. I do put lemon and lime in my water, so I hope that helps with electrolytes and all that. Right.
Yeah, and what, alkaline and so whatever.
I forget.
It's something they were talking about in water. And from time to time, I'll buy alkaline water just to be doing something. And I like mineral water. I got introduced to mineral water on my, I think, second trip to Europe. They were drinking Evian, and I forget the names of these others, but I definitely remember Evian.
Evian, I don't know if you remember, but Evian used to be attached to my body. People would see me, it would be attached to my body with my purse. Right. I used to drink Evian water so much. And that was, we're talking about in the early 90s, in the mid-90s, Evian bottles of water were stuck to me. This was way before this water trouble. but I was addicted to Evian water.
To me, it was overrated because when I was in Europe, way back in the late 70s, it was just like having tap water. It was that common. Everybody was drinking bottled water and mineral water and everything. And so it was so hot. That was one of the years that I had gone to Portugal, Spain, and Morocco. In August, God help me, and it was just scorching hot. And we would be on these tours, and so I just always made sure I bought a huge, maybe about a 32-ounce bottle of bottled water. And those were just the brands, and I just, you know, would grab Evian, and I can't think of the name of that other one to save my life. And then all of a sudden, when did that get popular, Evian? Around the 90s? When I would see the crisis,
because it was early 90s. Yeah, I know kept Evian for like 5-6 years attached to me. So it was like the beginning of the 90s to the mid 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, late 90s. I was just shocked
at the prices. I'm like, when I was in Europe, this stuff was just like drinking tap water. It was just so cheap. It's like you go in the convenience store. The grocery store or whatever, I think they call them markets. It was just cheap. I mean, I know it's imported, but my goodness, even being imported, we shouldn't have had to pay those kinds of prices. And in fact, I didn't buy it. I just buy regular bottled water, and then they came along with spring water and purified drinking water, which I still buy because I don't trust tap water. And if I do drink water out of our tap, I boil it first. Because sometimes I'm running low on water, and I said, well, in case I'm too lazy to go to the store tomorrow to stock up, I'll just have some boiled water in the refrigerator on hand.
Right.
Okay, and then I've already mentioned minimize your alcohol intake. And here it says take care of your hands. Sometimes, ladies, your hands can give away your age. I was reading an article many months ago. They were talking about ladies who are on up there in age, and they have plastic surgery or Botox injections and filler and all this kind of stuff, and you're looking maybe 10 to 15 years younger. But the article said also have something done to your hands because your hands are a dead giveaway. I like to keep mine moisturized because they feel dry if I don't use lotion or hand cream or something. But and certain people at certain ages get what we call liver spots or age spots, and that's those brown spots that appear on your skin. On the epidermis or whatever. And sometimes they go deeper than that. But they're easily removed. From time to time, I might get I don't know what to call it, a dark spot from maybe where I have had like my bite when that insect bit me and I did a lot of scratching. Well, once it's no longer itching or whatever, it may leave a dark brown spot. And I'm like, that looks kind of unsightly. So I'll get this product called Fair and White. It's from some company here in Carrollton, Texas. And it actually works. And like if you have maybe a blemish on your face, and I have a tendency sometimes to pick at mine if I have one. And you might kind of bruise your skin a little bit or break the skin, and it might leave a little mark. Just put a little dab of this Fair and White on there. And I think the main ingredient is hydroquinone, but it will lift dark spots. Mm-hmm. So make sure you take hands. I use rubber gloves for everything. So I don't know about my face, how young it looks, but I don't have wrinkled up hands. I don't have, you know, on your knuckles, how your knuckles can kind of get thick. I don't have that problem. I have long, hard, strong, natural fingernails. And my mother taught me, I think, when I was about 8 or 9 years old, darling, use rubber gloves. And I never forgot it. So especially if you're going to be sticking your hands in harsh chemicals or even just washing dishes. So I don't turn my dishwasher on. I don't have enough to put in it. And it wastes too much electricity. So I wash dishes by hand, and I use plenty of hot water, pour a little bleach in there, and make sure I got my rubber gloves on. And even when I'm just doing certain housework, you know, if I'm dusting, that also prevents nail breakage. And if you're mopping or cleaning the bathroom or whatever, use rubber gloves so your hands can always look silky smooth. And we've already talked about getting serious about sunscreen.
And you mentioned the hands. You can't mention the hands about the neck area. Some people just, when they use skincare, they just use it on their face. But you should pay attention to your neck. Aging is revealed in many women just by looking at their neck.
And what about the chest area? Is that called décolletage?
Right.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, right now I think my neck looks pretty good for my age, and my chest as well. So I don't have to pay a lot of, in fact, I don't pay any attention to it. But, yeah, you definitely, if you have visible signs of aging.
And that's important for you men, too, men and women.
Mm-hmm,
pay attention. Because
mm-hmm.
you men, the aging signs show around your neck and jawline and neck and chest area also.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they're talking about visit your dermatologist for some skincare recommendations, but like I said, to me, that's for somebody who has a lot of disposable income. I don't think the average person, and unless you have skin issues, maybe like eczema, psoriasis or something, I don't really see where you have to go to a dermatologist. But if you know, you want
a lot of people talk about a lot of people do go to dermatologists and estheticians, like what I need to get my license in finally. A lot of people spend high dollars for skincare, like you mentioned, though. But you don't have to spend a lot of money to take care of your skin. You can go to your local Walgreens, Walmart, Dollar Tree, and get a product that can. But a lot of people do spend money, even if they don't have it. To take care of their,
if you don't have the money to visit a dermatologist, I don't see any point in going because, like you said,
and,
it's just
and
too
a lot
much
of times when people go
counter.
To an esthetician, well, when a person
now,
goes to an esthetician, esthetician might say, well, you need to see a dermatologist, and that they will go see a dermatologist.
Well, if it's recommended, but I mean, just to be going. Now, you know, it's just personal preference. If I didn't need to see a dermatologist, I wouldn't. Now, I'm not saying don't ever go. No, that's
now,
not
personally,
what I'm saying
I've never
at all.
Been to a dermatologist. Personally, I've
Me
never
either.
Been
I've never
to a dermatologist
had to.
Because skincare has been my forte since since I pretty much since I could walk, since you were taking me out to restaurants. But many people do. I'm just saying, because I used to be surprised when my teenage friends would tell me, oh, I have a doctor's appointment and a regular doctor's appointment. And they would say, well, I'm going to the dermatologist. But, you know, even during my teen years, I was a skincare expert. And I would be thinking, like, I'm right here in front of you. I can help you with your skin. But if their parents didn't mind sending them to a dermatologist and you know, and me being a makeup artist, a sought-after makeup artist before, and also my stint working at Massage Envy, so many teenagers and young people would get their permission to get to visit the estheticians, and when estheticians would tell them to see a dermatologist, that's what they would do, and that's what I'm in my esthetician training. That's what I'm taught. If it's something that's above and you see where they need more help, send them to a dermatologist. But some people, they will go on their own to a dermatologist and I don't know, maybe their insurance covers it or whatever, but it's a billion-dollar industry for a reason, you know.
Well, no,
right.
I'm not saying don't go to, because this is just tips that I'm giving. I'm not saying don't go to a dermatologist. This is just anti-aging, maybe to keep you from having to spend that money. Now, if you have the money and that's one of your little luxuries that you enjoy, but as you stated about estheticians, now I highly recommend that, because I used to get facials, not massages, facials all the time. That used to be my little every 2 week regimen, because I used to get my nails done every 2 weeks, and most nail salons have an esthetician or somebody that does facials in the same premises. And that was just my little way of pampering myself. So that's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Now, if you have skin issues,
self-care,
money, yeah, because I know when I got my first facial to this lady I was going to named Pam, and I started out going to her to get my eyebrows waxed. And I saw where she did all these other things, and I said, well, you know, while I'm here, I'll just go ahead and schedule a facial. And I think my second appointment, I asked her, I'm like, do I really need facials? Because I had gorgeous skin at the time from using Estee Lauder for all those years. So of course she's going to tell me that, oh, yes, you should get facials every 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, but I just do it. And then I actually got this huge on my chin, huge old ugly pimple. I couldn't wait till my appointment to go back to see Pam. And so when I saw her the next visit, and she said, ooh, do you want me to perform surgery on this thing? I said, yeah, do something to it. But she didn't literally mean perform surgery. But it's some kind of, I guess, definitely use a little tools that y'all use to get whatever that is inside, that little hard white stuff. Like
this was a huge pimple.
Okay, yeah, well, I won't just say huge pimple. But I wouldn't have known what to do to eliminate that, and I certainly wouldn't have wanted to go to a dermatologist just for that. I figured it would have gone away on its own. But, yeah, she did whatever estheticians do and got the stuff out of it.
And what's common, too, I'm glad you mentioned your regular visit to the esthetician, because some people freak out when they take their beautiful, flawless skin to the esthetician, then the esthetician gives them that wonderful facial, and then a couple weeks, they have a breakout. People freak out. But that's normal. That's just pulling out all those impurities from deep down in your pores out, so your skin can be more beautiful. Some people freak out about it. Don't freak out, you guys, when that happens to your beautiful, flawless skin. It's just getting all that yucky stuff from out from down there. In common terms.
I used to get facials up in Plano, I guess maybe 8 or 9 years ago at Dillard's, because I went in there to buy a tube of Fashion Fair lipstick one day. And the lady that was selling me the Fashion Fair, actually it was she was at some other cosmetic line counter. and she took me to the fashion fair lady. And the fashion fair lady, here she goes, you mean, I think you should get facials. And I'm like, well, okay, I don't have anything else to do. So I go in, I think it was every 2 weeks to get facials at Dillard's. And, they, you know, you relax because y'all put on
right.
that little soothing, relaxing music and the warm towels, and then you're massaging
yes.
the face, and you kind of drift off into dreamland. And so I enjoy facials. I need to start back doing that.
Right. Yes, yes. And I'm glad. What's the product that you mentioned, White and Fair? You made me think about Fashion Fair Vantage. I need to see.
This is called Fair and White. F-A-I-R.
Fair and White, yes.
Uh-huh, and White. Gel cream. And I guess these other words are French words or something. I guess these are the words for gel cream en français in French.
It sounds like it gets the job done like fashion fairs. Remember Vantage? So I need to try that myself.
Oh, yeah, Fair and White is relatively inexpensive. It only used to be $7 a tube, and you definitely didn't even have to use the entire tube because it worked so quickly. But I'm sure it's gone up since I ordered it, because I ordered two tubes, and I haven't even opened the other tube. I hope it doesn't get bad just sitting in my medicine cabinet thing.
As long as you have the lid on it or a tube that you haven't closed. Yeah, and what the ingredient that you named, I know it can change color, but it's still effective.
Hydroquinone is something you don't want to use
yes.
too often. Some people will try to bleach their whole skin, their entire
right.
face. And
which is a trend. That's a whole other topic, you all. That is a trend of some people. That's what the result some people want, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo using hydroquinone or bleaching your skin. That's not healthy.
Right.
And we
right.
talked about moisturizing your skin. It says moisturize your skin before it dries. So you definitely want to use, if you are of a certain age where you're showing crow's feet and little wrinkles like around your mouth and sagging facial skin, you definitely want to moisturize that, cleanse and moisturize. And do it way before you go to bed, because, say, if you moisturize right before you go to bed, it's probably going, your moisturizer is probably going to be soaked up by your pillowcase. So you want
right.
to make sure your moisturizer has time to penetrate your skin.
Cousin Linda, when you mentioned pillowcase, I thought you were going to also instruct what type of pillowcase to get.
Satin.
Right.
Satin pillow. Now, I use just regular old whatever, Percale or whatever. And actually, I have some pillowcases because my sheet set is bamboo. It's made out of bamboo products. And so I guess that's what my pillowcases
are. Well, that
should
be healthy.
Yeah, I have about 6 pillows on the bed, so I'm sure some of them are just some regular old run-of-the-mill. I happen to be in Walmart and picked up some pillowcases, whatever. But I have a lot of satin pillowcases, but my face seems to slide off those things because I have
my
satin
face
sheets.
Does, too. It might be healthy, but my face slides. So 100% cotton, but then also if you can get 100% bamboo like yours, I know that's are hemp. I know those are healthy products too.
Yeah, and like satin sheets, I just couldn't wait till I bought satin sheets, and I think I bought about 4 or 5 sets. I can't sleep on them things. I'd be slipping and sliding and kennel, so I just started using the bamboo. And some people like, what is it, Egyptian cotton.
Yes. Prince used to sing about it. Yeah. That was Prince's choice.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay. My next tip, according to this health website, load up on vitamins. So I guess you can take vitamin C supplements or eat fruits containing...
You're sharing my tip.
Right. Did you want me to stop, or do you want to continue?
No, continue.
Okay, it says topical vitamin C is much more important for preventing wrinkles than oral vitamin C. So I guess if you can find some cream or something with vitamin C, then get that as opposed to vitamin C tablets. A topical vitamin C formula has several health benefits, such as slows the sign of aging, reduces wrinkles, dark spots, and acne, prevents sun damage, contains antioxidants, and we know that antioxidants are good for us. And additionally, one study showed that daily use of vitamin C over 3 weeks improved the appearance, and I think that's a very important phrase, improved
right.
the appearance of wrinkles, skin texture on the face and neck. So don't say, well, I heard Cousin Linda say that using topical vitamin C is going to get rid of my wrinkles. No, it improves the appearance of wrinkles.
And it's part of what our worldwide friends do say. Cousin Linda said this. Yeah, my disclaimer is I am not responsible for what Cousin Linda say.
Yeah, like I said, I am reading this from a website called Health. A lot of it I already knew and I agree with, but I'm not taking responsibility. You can't sue me because this is a tape-recorded line, and I'm saying this is a disclaimer. I am no expert. I'm just reciting stuff, and that's it, and giving you my opinion. So my next tip
is brighten. And what works for you.
Yes, definitely. Okay, brighten your smile. Stained yellow teeth can add years
right.
to your face. Remove stains with
right.
whitening toothpaste or strips to feel more confident about your smile. So you used to have to go to the dentist to get your teeth whitened, but they got all kind of over-the-counter stuff now where you don't have
right.
to. I went to a dentist a long time ago. And as a little, I guess, gesture of I appreciate your business or something, supposedly he gave me some teeth whitening, and he had me sleeping in this whatever, that little thing. You know, they make like an impression of your teeth, a little plastic thing, and you put the little whitening
mm-hmm.
gel in there and sleep in it for about 2 weeks. I couldn't tell the difference. My teeth looked the same to me. And I was also told by a dentist that you don't want your teeth to be just super, super white, because that really is people who do have naturally white, beautiful teeth. But they say your teeth can be a little off-white, and it's still a healthy, bright smile. And you can also prevent discoloration by having regular dental cleanings, brushing your teeth twice daily, avoiding foods like coffee, tea, and red wine, and not smoking. And I love coffee, tea, and red wine, but I don't smoke.
Yes, and I love all three also. And,
yeah,
and Cousin Linda, and I would say something that I don't do that I need to resume, though, and I find it healthy to drink a glass of wine daily. You know?
I don't do it
moderate. There was a time I drank a glass of red wine a day, and it was a health. It was not to get drunk. It was for health reasons. To me, it's healthy, like grape juice, and it's good for your heart.
I've read where a glass of wine, maybe 4 ounces for a woman, a glass of wine a day is supposed to be good for you because of the resveratrol in it. And
yes.
The blood thin, because you don't want your blood to clog
right
up on you. So, but yeah, not. I mean, health information changes. To me, it seems like whichever way the wind is blowing. Because today, this is good. Remember when they said don't eat egg yolks, just eat the white. Now you can eat egg yolks
right.
with reckless abandon. Uh-huh. And one while they were saying eat a lot of whole wheat bread. And then they're saying don't eat bread. I just give up. Like I said, eat whatever you want to eat in moderation.
One woman said, don't eat eggs, it causes cholesterol. Then he said, you need to eat more eggs. Like, okay, wait a minute. Okay.
You know, eggs were supposed to be bad for your heart. And I remember mm-hmm. I had a coworker, because where we were working had a cafeteria. And we used to go down and get breakfast in the morning, and I'd get a cup of coffee or some tea and something like maybe a piece of fruit. She would get these doggone sunny-side-up eggs, two or three of them, and toast, and she'd just get the whole 9 yards for breakfast. And she'd sit there and eat them a runny, sunny-side-up eggs. And I just be talking about it. I said, girl, don't you know that's going to give you a heart attack? That's not healthy. She just ignored me and keep eating them. And then
my Avon coach posted two sunny side eggs that she had cooked for her, she and her husband, yesterday morning. And I thought about my mother, your aunt. She loved those sunny side eggs. But you're right. I remember
so
those days when they would get on us about that.
Yeah, our grandmother used to eat them sunny side up eggs, and she'd be acting like, "Oh,
okay.
That's just so good." Just turn my stomach.
That must be who mother loves her sunny side eggs. I'm like, I have to, I have to scramble mine. Mine has to be done.
I don't like eggs any kind of way. I can eat eggs
twice,
but I don't like eggs. Oh, and I know the chickens are happy to hear that. Okay, watch the way you text. If you have a smartphone, you probably look down at it constantly throughout the day. Fine lines and wrinkles can form over decades' time through repeat motions, explained Dr. Nussbaum. While there is no fast fix, maintaining good posture and holding your smartphone at eye level can help. Dr. Nussbaum also recommended applying a firm lotion daily. And this is in quotation. I favor lotions that are formulated with antioxidants and ingredients like shea butter and argan oil, end quote, recommended Dr. Nussbaum. Now, I loaded up on argan oil, Beth. We haven't talked about that, A-R-G-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. Remember, and I think this was just about 5 or 6 years ago when argan oil popular, supposed to be
right.
Good for everything. And,
yes, and
then
I skincare and hair products, and I skin and hair care.
Right, and I saw where Moroccan argan oil was the best. So, of course, I ordered some Moroccan. I couldn't bit more tell the difference than a man in the moon.
Right.
Let up on the heat filing. Okay, can you imagine going the day without straightening your hair? Well, you should only use the heat on your hair once a week or even less than that. When you use heat on your hair, use the lowest heat setting. That depends on the texture, if you ask me, because I can't use a low heat setting. I have to have the highest possible without burning my hair. And anyway, that will prevent hair damage, restore your hair's bounce and shine, and help you look younger. Master the wet bun. Learn to love dry shampoo or embrace your natural texture and allow your mane to air dry. That depends on what race you are and what type of hair you have, because that wouldn't work
right.
for me. Okay, those are my tips.
Woo, yes, and I just want to elaborate on something that you stressed on. And my source is from a friend of mine and someone who, when I was a makeup artist and kind of manager for Fashion Fair, something that a company that Cousin Linda mentioned that I believe is Rebirth. I need to visit their website. The African American Woman's Got a Successful Makeup and Skincare Effort, Fournay. I need to invite him on. He mentioned regarding water. Water is a key to youthful looking skin. Even though the outer layer of the skin receives a continuous supply of water from the inner layer, The amount provided is limited at any given time. Thus, the outer layer is often short of water when it may need it most. And this is I'm recapping pretty much what Cousin Linda said. For example, if the skin's loss of water to the atmosphere exceeds its upward supply, then the skin is in danger of going dry. If you don't use a sunscreen or moisturizing guard, the extreme dry conditions in such areas as Arizona, New Mexico, the desert in California, look, and even in Texas and Mississippi, I'm adding, can have a dangerous effect on your skin. Water basics. Water is something most of us take for granted. Water can keep you healthy. When you are dehydrated, water improves stamina immediately. 75% of your body is composed of water. If you don't drink water during an active day, your thirst increases. Being thirsty and responding to that need for water are necessary so that you will flush your body with fluids to keep joints lubricated. Drinking water improves chronic indigestion by keeping food moving through your digestive tract. Water moisturizes the skin, cleanses the pores for a clear complexion, and flushes out poisons, something that you made a point about. Don't substitute soda. You mentioned this. Don't substitute soda, coffee, or beer for water. Medical experts advise that alcohol is absorbed into the skin and causes dehydration. New research studies confirm that water alleviates some asthma problems by loosening mucus in the lungs, right, and curing the common cold. Types of water and the sources are important to know. Spring water, you mentioned the different waters. Spring water usually comes from underground springs. Mineral water contains calcium, magnesium, iron, sodium, and other minerals. Sparkling water is carbonated and from an underground source. And purified water has been distilled and filtered to remove minerals and any contaminants. So you made all those points. And then he also added something that you also mentioned, the do's and don'ts for healthier skin. Number one, don't smoke. Smoking cuts down on the amount of oxygen getting to the tissues, resulting in impaired circulation and a breakdown or pre-aging of skin tissue. The results are dry lips, lines, wrinkles, dull, ashy complexion, and saggy skin. Nicotine is a toxic substance, a poison. Don't consume excessive amounts of caffeine. You mentioned you and I both love coffee and tea, and many of our listeners do. Usually you think of caffeine as primarily being in coffee and teas. However, soda are the greatest culprits. You mentioned that, I think. Caffeine increases stress and can be a diuretic, which means it takes water from your system. This results in more work for your kidney and bladder organs, which can show on the face. Right. Some of these breakouts, regardless of your age, could come from less water and more of what we're talking about, caffeine. Don't sunburn. Cousin Linda mentioned that. Ultraviolet rays from the sun dry out the skin. The deeper the tan, the deeper the moisture loss. Dry skin loses its flexibility, softness, and suppleness, given a dry pre-age look. You know, some people just look washed out and just dry. Skin just look dry. You know, we know them. Of different ages, too. I've seen young people with skin look like that. Without sufficient moisture, the skin, I'm like, they need some water. That's what I think in my mind. Auntie advice, like, they need some water. Without sufficient moisture, the skin will line and wrinkle. Even creams can only do so much good. It may take years to see the damage, but once done, it's just it's irreversible. And that's why we're talking about anti, you know, because it's hard. It's hard when you have to reverse stuff. Because I'm reversing, getting back in shape. So if you if you can, please prevent and do the anti-side, because it's hard work on the reverse end. Don't drink alcohol, like Cousin Linda and I mentioned. Do it just like food, in moderation. If you do drink alcohol, those who consistently drink too much decrease their food and water intake, resulting in improper nutrition from lack of vitamins and minerals, especially B, which is necessary for healthy skin. Just one or two cocktails or glasses of wine a day can dehydrate tissues and make wrinkles more prominent. See, even the lesser amount can affect us. So, wow. Don't take too many or long baths in the winter. Wow. And I love taking long baths. Long baths in the winter remove the protective oils from the skin. So, you know, some people think, well, it's not, I don't have to moisturize in the winter, but you do. And you do have to moisturize in the summer, too, even though you're sweating. What were you about to say, cousin?
Moisturize year-round, and especially in the winter, because your skin will crack and get scaly and ashy. So in the wintertime, I think you need to moisturize more. And I highly recommend, if you're not allergic to it, Dove Beauty Bar. Because I can only use Dove on my skin to keep it from feeling dry, even though I use moisturizer when I come out of the shower or the tub. But the only soap that I will use to wash my body is Dove.
Right. Dove is good. I like Dove, too. And I know a lot of men, that's their go-to, to use Dove. They're like, well, I use Dove. I use Dove.
As far as soaps go, because I used to like to use Dial and Irish Spring because they smell so good.
I'm allergic to Dial.
And I noticed the older I got, I couldn't use them because they started drying my skin out. I mean, I just feel like, I guess maybe sandpaper or something. And I would go between Dove and Caress. I like Caress as well.
Oh, I love Caress. Yes.
Yeah. I can't ever find it.
Right. It is hard to find.
Uh-huh.
I do find it in Family Dollar. It is. But look, Family Dollar. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar are owned by the same company now. So look in Dollar Tree, and if you have Family Dollar in your neighborhood, go pop in there, because I see a Caress in my Family Dollar.
Well, I go to 99-cent store because they have a lot of them, and I don't think I've seen Caress Dollar Tree. And Dove, the bars at Dollar Tree are so much smaller, but if I go to 99-cent store, regular size. So, or either you can, you know, go to like Walmart or the grocery store or whatever and get the 6-pack or 4-pack. But I like to buy mine at the 99-cent store. Right now it's still moderately priced. And you can buy one bar rather than having to buy maybe 6 or 8 bars or whatever. And then you can use the liquid soap, which is good also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, had a few more, but we have concluded because I scheduled the show to end before our news come on. But we
and the
can
news
continue. Yes. So we can talk. We can incorporate this in our talk on tomorrow. I'm excited for tomorrow because I know you were researching, doing and after last Monday's broadcast when we talked about the nutrition labels. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's talk on the nutrition food labels and the MyPlate.gov website. And exercise. You're right, because we do need to talk about exercise. You mentioned it. How it's important for us to do a little bit more, you know, a little bit more exercise. So tomorrow we'll continue talking about our nutritious food labels and my plate and exercise.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and watch the news, cuz, and I'll hear you on Powerline in the morning, I'm sure.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. You. Yeah, I knew this was one of your favorite topics. Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Love you.
Awesome.
Be praying with
Love
you in the
too.
Morning. But pray, look, pray, I'm praying now. You keep me in your prayers.
I definitely will. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.